This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. When we talk about water quality and water contamination issues, you probably don't think about your driveway. It's the coal tar asphalt sealants often used to refresh your driveway or parking lot that can be toxic to aquatic life, water quality as a whole, and to human health. The city of Ann Arbor has enacted a ban on the coal tar sealants, and violation of that ban could result in fines of up to $10,000. Our guest this morning has been working to get a ban enacted for years and continues to test waters to determine the impact of coal tar sealants in our area. Welcome to WEMU, Rebecca Esselman.
Hi, thank you.
Now, Rebecca is a planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. And Rebecca, what exactly is in certain coal tar sealants that pose a threat?
Their base ingredient is coal tar pitch, and coal tar pitch is a byproduct of the steel industry, and coal tar pitch has very high levels of a group of compounds called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, or PAHs, and it's those PAHs that we're concerned about in this seal coat product.
They're obviously not in all driveway sealants, or there would be no alternatives, but are they prevalent in the products that are available to us at the stores?
A number of years ago, most major hardware stores removed the coal tar seal coat products from their shelves. So if somebody goes to buy something at a hardware store and seal their driveways themselves, they're probably getting the safer alternative, which is the asphalt-based seal coat.
So where the real issue arises is when we contract someone else who is buying on the cheap, right?
Well, or just buying in general. It is the predominant seal coat product used by contractors, and most people contract this job out.
I think we've touched on something here. I mean, I used to seal my own driveway, and I suppose it was rather careless, but I never checked what was in it. Once I started hiring someone else to do it for me, I never asked what was in the product they were using. So is that typical, or am I particularly irresponsible? And please feel free to lie to me.
No, I think it's very typical. I mean, just in solidarity here, 2 years ago, this issue was brought to the Watershed Council, and we hadn't heard of coal tar sealants being a problem, and it's our job to pay attention to water quality issues and pollutants. So this is something that's coming onto people's radar more now than it has in the past, and the Watershed Council, after learning about the impacts, decided to take it upon ourselves to let our constituents know about the issue so that they can make informed choices.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking about coal tar asphalt sealants with Rebecca Esselman, and Rebecca is a planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. The issue really becomes runoff, right? I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of folks thinking, I don't live near water, so how am I going to hurt anything? But it's the runoff that gets into our drain systems, correct?
That's how it impacts the natural environment, yes.
And with that in mind, before we start discussing the ban on the product in the city of Ann Arbor itself, what do we know for certain about its impact?
The coal tar seal coat product has a limited lifetime. The recommended recoating interval is about 2 to 3 years. So what that tells you is that it weathers off over time, and anyone that seal coats their driveway or pavement sees that process happen. And that material then moves throughout our environment, as you mentioned, particularly in our stormwater, and then it settles where stormwater settles, which is in lakes and ponds and rivers and even our stormwater systems like our detention ponds. And there, the aquatic organisms come into contact with the high pH levels, and they experience high levels of mortality. They die, but they also experience tumors, reproductive abnormalities, respiratory issues. A whole battery of impacts can be seen on aquatic organisms.
Now, Rebecca, you mentioned that the Huron River Watershed Council jumped into this about 2 years ago. In that span of time, in your studies of the waterways in the watershed, are the results telling you that there has already been a definitive impact?
What we've looked at so far is whether we have the problem here. In other words, are we seeing alarming levels of PAHs in our sediments? And we've just taken a preliminary look at this. So we looked at 3 detention ponds in Ann Arbor and tested for a suite of PAHs and found that in these ponds, 8 to 10 of the 12 that we test, pHs that we tested for, have levels that exceed a threshold beyond which we expect to see impacts on aquatic organisms.
Right.
And so we do know it occurs here at alarming levels.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. Again, our guest is Rebecca Esselman, who is a planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. And that, of course, leads to the Ann Arbor ban on coal tar sealants. I know you worked on getting this ban enacted for quite a while now. What exactly does the ban prohibit?
The sale or use of coal tar or other high pH seal coats within the city of Ann Arbor. And I should mention that we've also achieved bans in Van Buren Township, Scio Township, and most recently, Hamburg Township out in Livingston County.
What is enforcement going to look like? Who's going to monitor the sale, purchase, and use of these asphalt sealants in our communities?
I think that's going to be different depending on the community and the capacity of those communities. They're each doing a lot to educate both consumers and the companies that apply it so that everyone knows what's expected of them and hopefully will remain in compliance. For enforcement, each community is going to take that on a little bit differently.
Is there any concern in the discussions that requiring the use of potentially more expensive products that are absent the harmful elements of the coal tar sealants is going to hurt the small independent contractors that are out there hustling up work in our neighborhoods?
I don't believe it will. We spent a lot of time looking into that question. And the asphalt-based sealers are commonly and mass-produced. They're available where these contractors go to pick up the coal tar product. They are very comparable in price. And we've had a couple of companies switch over, some even before we started doing any advocacy on this, because they were aware of the issues with the coal tar seal coat. And they are thriving, viable companies that are competing with companies that use the coal tar successfully to win jobs and keep their business growing.
So now we've gotten to a point where there are several communities that have adopted a ban. What happens next with both the studies of the health of our waterways and with contacting other communities about potentially enacting a ban themselves?
The Watershed Council is going to continue to work with our communities within the Huron River Watershed. But there's a fire that's been caught, let's say, and I feel like the word is spreading much more quickly throughout the state of Michigan. We actually had our first non-Huron River Watershed community adopt a ban. That's Spring Lake Township over on the west side of the state. And at this point, people are calling us. We're not calling them to get more information on the issue. So it's been very well received. And one thing we haven't talked about yet, David, was the human health impacts, and I think that that's particularly compelling to people. There's a excess lifetime cancer risk associated with coal tar seal coat that's 38 times higher for people that live next to these treated surfaces than those who don't. And that number is scary to people, and when we have this relatively easy substitute, it becomes a no-brainer.
And will that be part of the ongoing studies to look at empirical evidence proving the impact on human health?
We keep our eye on the research very closely. I think that's another thing that's helping gain traction on this issue. Some of the first municipalities that banned coal tar, like Austin, there was some compelling but preliminary science on the aquatic and human health impacts. And over the last 10 to 12 years, that body of research has grown more definitive. There's just mounting evidence that we really don't need to be using this product in our environment.
Rebecca, thank you so much for your time and the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is Rebecca Esselman. Rebecca is a planner for the Huron River Watershed Council. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division, and you hear it only on 89.1 WEMU.